not necessarily the news.
That's what it is.
Sound the bell.
This is Hank FM. And a Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News. For as long as the world keeps making news, we will keep reporting it. That's our promise to you. And hey to you, Hank fans that are streaming with us live, seeing what you can hear on the radio on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments section. Let us know what you think. Gummy worms are going to float or sink. Speaking of floating, we're trying to descend in any manner, shape, and form. They were supposed to get rescued yesterday. Finally, the two stranded astronauts up there that left last June for a week on a Boeing Starliner and then had to stay because it broke. Hey, we've all been there, right?
It's a long vacation.
Yeah, they were supposed to have their rescue mission, SpaceX, launching yesterday, and it was delayed.
Oh.
Yeah, they postponed the mission yesterday because there's a crew on that SpaceX thing that will go up, and they'll just swap crews, and that's when the Butch and Sunny will get to come home finally after all of this. But there was a, quote, issue with the hydraulic system on the launch pad. And they said they're gonna hold off. So they postponed the T-minus. And they have a backup time available later on tonight. But more than likely, they're saying it's going to be tomorrow. So a couple extra days. They could have been home as early as Sunday. But they're still up there. Way up there.
Well, hopefully they'll make it back for St. Patrick's Day.
You know, if they don't get back soon, then they're going to charge them for their baggage and luggage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. You got to get in there before the rates go up here soon. Ugh. So come back, Butch and Sunny, soon.
So Matthew McConaughey's son, Levi, is a real chip off the old block. Junior joining the family business, and dear old dad gave him some serious advice to forge a career in entertainment. Levi tells People that, well, Matthew says, you got to believe in your character. You got to commit. You got to know what you're saying. Well, Matthew reiterated that a lot of this is simply natural ability, and you need to take risks. In true Matthew style, he also said, you got to go big, make a fool of yourself, get embarrassed, and then bring it back down to reality, than to start with low energy and need to add more.
Bring it back down to reality?
Yeah, you got
to
bring it back down to reality.
I don't know if that's ever come back down to reality.
Has he ever done
the professor there?
That? No.
He didn't also say his number one trick, and that would be taking your shirt off there repeatedly. Well, there's always lessons to be learned, isn't there? The 2025 Atlantic hurricane season will officially begin on June 1st, but we now have no... It's the annual list of what all the storms are going to be named.
Oh, that's exciting.
This is always fun right here. The World Meteorological Organization is the one that does this. Those that, I guess, are still employed there. All right, so here it is, the 2025 hurricane names. They include... They'll start with Andrea. They go in alphabetical order, of course. We'll skip. Andrea, Barry, Chantel.
Oh, that could be that's pretty.
Saucy
fancy,
little storm.
Fancy.
Dexter. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Aaron. Aaron Wild.
Yeah.
Could get hot and wild.
And, wild.
Down there in the...
The Gulf of America.
Could.
Does that hurricane come with lunch?
It could.
Okay.
Probably all requests, too.
And it's appropriate.
Ferdinand... Gabriel, Umberto. Didn't we already have? No, that was a winter storm.
Umberto.
Imelda. Hurricane Jerry could happen. Cowboys fans.
That needs to come with some Johnny Walker Blue.
Lorenzo, Melissa, Nestor, Olga, Pablo, Rebecca, Sebastian, Tanya, Van, and Wendy. Could be a Windy Wendy. And yes, there is a... possibility of a Hurricane Karen. Karen is on the list this year. So, of all those to be afraid of,
where is your manager?
That's the one to watch out for this hurricane season.
So, Phil Vassar suffered a major stroke and heart attack back in late 2023 and is very lucky to be alive. He says that he was dead for 30 minutes. Paramedics jolted him back to life, and he had to learn to live all over again, namely playing his piano, walking as well. He feels very blessed he was able to make music again and really doesn't have any major symptoms that he felt beforehand. He just kind of says, I didn't feel good, and then it was all over.
It's amazing how fast things can go south on things, man. Phil Vassar, really cool guy. Wrote like half the hits that country music enjoys. All right. Well, good to hear he's doing all right. I didn't know that about him. By the way, heads up, it debuts in a week. That would be Farmer Wants a Wife, season 3. Yeah. Get ready for Matt, Jay, John, and Colton. Looking for love.
Yeah.
And then, are you a fan of Love is Blind? Is that one of your shows that you watch or anything? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, the producer for Love is Blind says the key to finding successful couples for the show is pretty simple. It's just recruiting nice men. Quote, if you look at the husbands who come from the show, it's just really nice guys. And that's who it works out for. So there it is. Just find nice men. Easier said than done. Am I right, ladies? Am I right? That's right, girl.
Give Jim from accounting a shot, okay?
Bruh,
he may not be the most exciting guy, but he probably has, like, you know, 6 digits in his 401k.
And who knows what buried in the backyard.
So, you know, everybody's got a side hustle these days, KB, and I think that Howie needs to get in on the act. The New York Post reporting that a woman by the name of Josie Francis, well, she spent a year collecting her rabbit's fur and then made a beanie out of it.
Okay.
It turned out perfect.
Yeah.
She and her friend Nicole, well, they've launched their very own collection of Phoebe beanies, which have a buttery feel.
That's creepy. Now, Howie is rather voluptuous in the hair department for bunnies. He's a long hair. He's a lion head bunny. So we can do that.
Really, I didn't realize how cute he was until you posted that picture of him.
He's got like he's Vidal Sassooning it.
Well,
all the time. So we can make one of those.
Yeah, your daughter's super crafty. Let's go.
So she just gets the hair from the bunny just like as it sheds or something.
Yeah, I think you. So I actually had a friend that did this with her dog and.
Are they still your friend?
No, they're actually
there
not.
You go.
But
right,
but
go.
You take the hair and then I think you kind of like put it in a loom and then you make it into yarn.
Wonderful. Stay away from people like that.
They'll eat your pets.
Maybe. So yeah, coming up 7:45, the hidden audio from Trump buying a Tesla. Buying a Tesla from Elon. That's coming up 7:45. But in other geopolitical and home front news. A government shutdown looks likely at the end of the week. I mean, if that is, there is anybody left in the government actually, working and hasn't been fired yet. So we'll continue to track that. And then a couple of classical news stories for you this morning. Yes,
oh.
I appreciate that. It's all things considered here at NPR. The Baron Noop Stradivarius violin. They say 1715 it was made, crafted by Antonio Stradivarius. It is his golden period, considered his finest work in the violin world. It went on the auction block and it sold, highest record by far for any violin in history, $23 million.
Whoa,
right there. Yes. So it's bought by a guy that couldn't play it, but, you know, he owns it now. And also, there is an orchestra in Vienna now that is making some news stories that uses vegetables as their instruments.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They do not have... Right.
Okay,
you could fit right in there with that. I do hear they lay down some pretty sick beats.
Waking up with KB and Heather
Beats.
Lee, Tank FM.